at a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Mystery drone spotted flying low over areas of the Northeast, including New Jersey, where a group of mayors attended a briefing. Pequannock Township Mayor Ryan Hurd.
We're not just talking about flying over at 5 or 10 or 30,000 feet like a regular plane. We're talking about a couple of hundred feet over your house, over my house.
The White House says President Biden's been briefed on the drones and the DHS and FBI continue investigating the incidents. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, is being held without bond in Pennsylvania as he fights extradition to New York. This is investigators have now linked shell casings found at the site of the shooting with the gun found on Mangione. Fire officials in Southern California say the Franklin fire burning in Malibu is about 7% contained. That fire has burned through more than 4,000 acres and destroyed several structures and is being fanned by Santa Ana winds up to 75 miles per hour. This is ABC News. The Wisconsin father accused of faking his own death and going overseas is now back in the U.S. facing criminal charges. ABC's Andrea Fujii.
According to the criminal complaint, Borgor now admits planting the kayak and placing his belongings in a tackle box, which he sank in the lake, then paddled back to shore in a raft. When he got out, he realized he was leaving muddy footprints and attempted to wash the footprints off of the road. Riding an e-bike, then a Greyhound bus, he made it to Canada. Then flew from Toronto to Paris and onto the country of Georgia, where police say a woman he had met online picked him up.
Following their failed merger, grocery giant Albertsons has filed a lawsuit against rival Kroger, claiming the Ohio-based grocery chain failed to exercise best efforts to move the deal forward. New Jersey lawmakers are expected to take up a measure today to try to limit the amount of plastic packaging used in the state. It would require all materials to be recyclable or compostable by 2034. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 14th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the American Legion Hall and on WCQM 98.3, the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a radio auction. There will be hundreds of items, and they invite you to call or stop in to bid. Items can be viewed at the Legion Hall the day of the auction, and a list of the items will be in the December 12th issue of the Price County Review. You can also check out the list at the eClubhouse and the Facebook of the Park Falls Lions Club. All proceeds will go to support the projects of the Park Falls Lions Club. Once again, that's Saturday, December 14th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the American Legion Hall and on WCQM 98.3. Right here on 98Q Country. Governor Tony Evers says the state's outdoor recreation industry has had another record-setting year. Brittany Merlot has more.
Outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories, alongside motorcycling and ATVing, led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing brought in the third most, at $928 million. The growth in Wisconsin's outdoor recreation sector highlights the importance of continued investment in natural resources and recreational infrastructure.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Best for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they're giving away 25 $100 grocery gift certificates, Trigs, or Save More Foods. Hurry, drawing ends Tuesday, December 17th. Experience great deals like a Dexel's full synthetic oil change, which is $49.95, Most remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocleCars.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Well, if you think cars and trucks are the only things autonomous, think again. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Farm tractors are going down that same route. Details on the way.
Innovation.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, says an autonomous tractor could be in your farm's future. He said every tractor right now, they're working on it.
It's kind of a new budding space for equipment companies. There's a lot of companies out there, as far as I can tell, that are sort of startups that are taking existing machines and converting them to autonomous platforms. There's a lot of safety considerations that have to be considered in that realm as well. And it is headed this way. We're not quite there yet. We're not ready to go fully autonomous in the ag production, at least field crops sort of space. But I'd say within the next year or two, it's a real reality that we could be doing that.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, he said while the dairy industry has been using robots to help milk cows for decades, the autonomous tractor, a newer entry to the agricultural realm, he says right now it's all motivated by labor shortages.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And the Wisconsin State Fair is continuing to solicit farms and homes from across the state that have been in the same family for 100 or 150 years. The Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Award Program will be held Tuesday, August 5th, in conjunction with the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. Honorees get complimentary State Fair tickets, an invitation to the awards breakfast, a commemorative photo, a certificate, and an outdoor display sign. Applications are due by Friday, March 1st. More information available on the Wisconsin State Fair website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's MidwestFarmReport.com. Look for the tab. There's your Wednesday food news update. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks, and then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing, so we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Way.
It is cold this morning, and it's going to stay cold through the day, but it will not be as windy. Mostly sunny, high of 4 above this afternoon. Wind will be west at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll drop back down to 12 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine 14 with some light snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
98Q Country.
Let's go, girls.
Going out tonight, I'm feeling all right.
scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions, get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct, I only wanna have a good time. Like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out of the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing about a beat. Like a woman. Like a woman.
Girl, we could be
You wanna be sitting on top of the world.
Something that, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat. Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Some things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you
eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike. Hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire.
Let's go.
To the ones keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work hard. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Couldn't handle that small town.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Down the holiday road.
Chris Jansen tipping his toes into the Christmas music scene.
Christmas.
Little Christmas vacation song there, Holiday Road at 98Q Country. How you doing? This is the coldest we have seen in a long time. It is chilly out there. Be sure the car, if the car was parked outside, get out, give it a crank, make sure you're okay on that, because temperatures are lingering in that 15 to 20 below range here as actual temperatures. We're still under a weather advisory. It used to be called a wind chill advisory, but now it's a weather advisory. It's cold. 15, 20 below. I show 15 below here at the studios. That means some of you low-lying, ooh, you know who you are, you low-lying, outlying swamp lovers. Probably 20 below or so, I would guess, are going to be some pretty common readings in the outlying areas. So if you can get through this, we're going to turn this around pretty quick. But that doesn't help this morning as you as you're trying to crank the car up and get things rolling. So again, if that car was parked outside, you may want to get out and just make sure that, you know, it's good. So you got enough time to do what you need to do. Temperatures will probably not get above zero today. We're looking at, yesterday we had talked about one or two above for the high today. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. And I think there was a morning show guy a couple days ago that kind of indicated that that may not happen. Because we know what happens far north up here. But we will see a warmer day tomorrow. We're going to stay below zero for a little bit of a stretch here, probably until mid-late morning tomorrow. Then it'll finally rise above zero. And we're going to see temperatures on the high end reach into the 30s as we get into the weekend. Yeah, in fact, Saturday's high 32. Be a good day to get out and about for that Park Falls Lions auction on Saturday. Maybe the St. Teresa of Lisieux cookie walk on Saturday. 36 on Sunday, 36 on Monday. A little bit cooler next week. Temperatures probably in the 20s. But as far as a cold snap goes, this will be it. But it's going to be cold, and that wind is a factor here today, too. We're seeing those west winds out of the west at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, maybe a little bit gustier than that at times, but they're not crazy out there. Everything is on schedule. We have no cancellations, no postponements or delays. We'll get through it here this morning. Just another layer of clothing probably would be appropriate if you have an office place or a workplace that, you know, is a little bit cool. It might probably be a little bit cooler today. So layer up here and get through it. We got more keywords to come. We're giving away all kinds of stuff here with our grown-up gift list giveaway. We have had winners. Want to congratulate Dory and Michelle and Ron and Jennifer and someone that we still haven't been able to get a hold of who was a winner, and Lisa. All winners. Some won $100, some won overnight stays at Chula Vista. So we're having a lot of fun doing this. If you haven't won yet, you can still do it. Even if you have one, you can still put in, I think, for the grand prize drawing. Still get an entry in for the grand prize. I believe you can still do that. If you get a message back that says, I'm sorry, you've already, then you can't. All right? I'm not sure what all that rule is about. But if you haven't won, go ahead, shoot us a text in the 7 o'clock hour. Another keyword is on the way. I won't tell you what that word is, but I will tell you we're giving away $100 coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Every little bit helps. Let's get you updated on what's going on at 6:30 here on a Thursday, the 12th of December. ABC News kicks off our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Mystery drone spotted flying low over areas of the Northeast, including New Jersey, where a group of mayors attended a briefing. Pequannock Township Mayor Ryan Hurd.
We're not just talking about flying over at 5 or 10 or 30,000 feet like a regular plane. We're talking about a couple of hundred feet over your house, over my house.
The White House says President Biden's been briefed on the drones, and the DHS and FBI continue investigating the incidents. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, is being held without bond in Pennsylvania as he fights extradition to New York. This is investigators have now linked shell casings found at the site of the shooting with a gun found on Mangione. Fire officials in Southern California say the Franklin fire burning in Malibu is about 7% contained. That fire has burned through more than 4,000 acres and destroyed several structures and is being fanned by Santa Ana winds up to 75 miles per hour. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting a Christmas party with Santa. This will be taking place at the Phillips Municipal Building on 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Once again, that's Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m. for the Phillips Children's Museum's Christmas party with Santa. Crashing temperatures are taking aim. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with tips on how to handle this cold front.
Dangerous wind chills are creeping into the state tonight. Prepare to keep warm. Dress in layers to avoid sweating in these conditions. That can lead to hypothermia rapidly. And always cover exposed skin, as frostbite can occur within 30 minutes when it's this cold outside. Winds are expected to gain speed and gust up to 40 miles per hour, dragging in an Arctic air mass, plummeting temperatures that will bottom out sub-zero. And paired with those winds, it'll really be feeling closer to 20 below.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach, Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks, and then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing, so we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Well, wrong again. Last week I was so sure we were going to have some great early ice conditions, just waiting for the wind to lay down and let cold take over, then the snow, then not too cold. Was there ice fishing? Yes. Was it great? For the few that found safe fishable ice, not great, but good. Problem with some of the ice that started to form, unformed. Holes opened up in areas that had freshly skimmed, and some areas got soft flowing, warm, and rain Sunday. The bright side is that our areas of 3 to 5+ inches of ice, and anglers have done well for walleye, pike, bluegills, and crappies where safe ice is allowed angling. Walleye, very good. Shallow water, 3 to 6 feet, just after dusk. Shiners on tip-ups is water a bit shallow for most jigging wrap techniques. The northern pike is also very good. Shallow weeds from early morning and on. Medium large shiners and 3 to 8 feet of green weeds. The bluegill is also very good. Good numbers of nice gills in the 7 to 8 inch range over mud and cabbage flats in 3 to 8 feet, starting the mid-morning through the late afternoon. Crappie is good. Not as many reports as the bluegill, but some anglers finding crappies in 6 to 8 feet of weeds using Gopa Live minnows and horizontal jigs. We have forecasts of some snow, but also temps coming in below zero or just barely over. That should give us a base where we need to lock up some good ice. Following that, a mild weekend, but hopefully not so much it hurts. Lesson is, I'm too old to use comments like, it's on like Donkey Kong, never even played it when I was young. I'll stick to the verbiage I'm used to, like 23 Skidoo and Cat's Meow. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck, anglers. Stay safe.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NMember FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is cold this morning, and it's going to stay cold through the day, but it will not be as windy. Mostly sunny, high of 4 above this afternoon. Wind will be west at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll drop back down to 12 below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine 14 with some light snow tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
98Q Country.
You got the gas, I got the matches. We gonna turn this town to ashes, 'cause they ain't never seen nothing like us. I ain't heard loud till we turn it up. I got the wild, you got the crazy. Oh, that's why I love you, baby. 'Cause your motor runs just as fast as mine. Pedal to the metal, keep the throttle down all night. And we only get one life. Ain't scared to ride this train. Make a few marks, leave a few stains. Might slam just a little too hard. Might take it just a little too far. Might burn out like a firework, like a shooting star across the sky. May not be around in 20 years, but they sure gonna know we were here. Yeah, they sure gonna know we were here. People talk, girl, you know damn well, but when they got a good tale to tell, let's give them something they ain't never seen. A little rated R redneck dream. Let's blaze a trail through the dirty south. I'll give them something they can talk about. A little story that they won't forget. Long after we ride off into the sunset, baby, 'cause we ain't dead yet, baby. Ain't scared to ride this train. Make a few marks, leave a few stains. Might slam just a little too hard. Might take it just a little. A little too hard. Might take it just a little too far. Might burn out like a firework, like a shooting star across the sky. And we may not be around in 20 years. No, we may not be around in 20 years. But the show gonna know we were here. Yeah, the show gonna know.
AQ Country.
In a 4x4
Well, I'ma take the high road. If it gets long, have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I love sleeping in on Saturdays, and I love college football games. I love not acting my age and good barbecue. Yeah, I'm a fan of Faulkner books and anything my mama cooks. Smallmouth bass have got me hooked on Sunday afternoons. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my NASCAR race. Any song sung by George Strait is country at its best. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky tonk and rocks on Friday nights. Hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love.
It's been a downpour beating on the tin roof. It's been Black Label pouring on ice. Made a honky tonk out of this living room. Yeah, swimming through her goodbye. Loves company. Yeah, whiskey and a rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon in the glass. Yeah, pouring something on the pain. Let it drown, let it drown. Trying to wash away the past. Oh, oh, oh. Since my blue sky sunshine. Nothing but a hangover trying to get over you. The Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'm gonna wake up in the morning feeling brand new. Without a single cloud in the sky. Oh, but tonight it ain't the weather breaking. Yeah, whiskey and a rain coming down, coming down. Splash of bourbon.
Michael Ray, 98Q Country. Bundle up out there. The wind, not too bad, but just cold. 15 to 20 below in some of the outlying areas. We're showing 14 below here at the studio in Park Falls. Those winds, the wind chill, are the weather. We don't use wind chill advisory anymore. We were told as a media, a radio station, we don't use wind chill advisory anymore. In so many terms, it is a weather, a cold weather advisory. I messed that up. Cold weather advisory. It's cold out there, so be advised. Temperatures 15, 20 below. Wind chills, 30 below or so. It's not crazy gusting winds out there, but a little bit moving around. And we're not going to get above zero, it looks like, today. Temperatures will get to about maybe one below. This time tomorrow, we should start to rise a little bit. And we're looking forward to a pretty darn nice weekend. If you're going to get out ice fishing and stuff like that, still be careful on the ice out there, of course. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, highs 30s. And quite a bit of cloud cover. I just don't see any major snow events here. Maybe some snow showers on Saturday. But usually about a week out, they'll say, ooh, we see a storm trekking in from the west. Crossing the Rockies. I haven't heard about that yet. It might be coming, but nothing yet. If we could get a significant snowfall amount before Christmas, that would be nice. That certainly would be nice. Get those trails all going out there, but it's borderline at best right now. Let's get some words of wisdom to get your day moving here. Focus on the family for a Thursday morning.
What do you remember most about last Christmas? How about Christmas 10 years ago? I'm sure a gift or two comes to mind, but I'll bet family is what you remember most. I remember my boys, Trent and Troy, jumping into our bed on Christmas morning before the sun even came up. They had patiently waited for December 25th. Now it was time to get things going. Gene and I would grab some coffee and watch the boys disappear behind a tornado of wrapping paper and excitement. And these days, our boys are grown and live on their own, so Christmas traditions have changed. But Gene and I pray they'll never outgrow the one thing about Christmas that really matters: family. Life goes by so fast, we take it for granted. We're so busy with dinners and projects and getting from one place to another that we forget to slow down and just be present. That's a mistake. Life is a relentless march forward. I'd give anything for one more Christmas with my parents. I only enjoyed just 9 of them with my mom before she died, even fewer with my dad. Living so long without my mother and father has taught me the importance of being present. All I have with Gene and the boys is right now, and I want to cherish every moment we have together. So I encourage you to do the same. Take a look around this Christmas. Linger a bit. Share stories. Laugh. Make new memories while you cherish old ones. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daily.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Park Falls, Fifield, and Butternut, stay warm and cozy. Lena's Northern Pines now delivers pizzas from 4 to 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. 715-208-2795.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This holiday season, McFowler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Best for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they're giving away $25 $100 grocery gift certificates, Trigs, or Save More Foods. Hurry, drawing ends Tuesday, December 17th. Experience great deals like a Dexel's full synthetic oil change, which is $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Yeah. All of your favorite country music.
I listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
Short months we went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one, a diamond ring, and it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would, in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. Little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. A two-bedroom mortgage is due, side and light blue powers. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. American Travis Timmerman, who turned up in Syria today, says he was detained after crossing into the country by foot on a Christian pilgrimage 7 months ago.
He was found in the street, not wearing any shoes, his beard long, hungry, but broadly speaking in good health.
ABC's James Longman outside of Damascus. The White House says it's monitoring the investigation into mysterious large drones spotted flying over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing he'll resign at the end of the Biden administration in January, more than 2 years before his term was set to end. Wray faced pressure from President-elect Trump after the FBI investigations into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. President Biden today announcing he's pardoning 39 people who were convicted of nonviolent crimes, plus more than 1,500 commutations.